Teaching Python to Total Beginners. How I made it click in just 8 hours. Alright, picture this. I walk into a room filled with people who have never coded before. Some barely know how to use a computer beyond the basics. And I have just 8 hours to teach them Python. No pressure, right? The big question. How do you make Python click? I knew I couldn't just throw technical jargon at them. It would be a disaster. So, I had to take a different approach. Keep it practical, keep it fun, and make sure every single concept felt relatable. We started with the basics. Just getting set up on the computer can feel overwhelming when it's all new. But the moment each student ran print, "Hello, world," and saw it appear on the screen, boom. Instant confidence boost. That's the first little win that makes them think, "Hey, maybe I can do this." What worked? Hands-on learning and familiar examples. One of the best moments. The multiplication table exercise. Numbers are something everyone understands. Seeing Python instantly calculate results. That was pure magic to them. It was the perfect way to show them that coding isn't just about typing symbols. It's about making things happen with logic. What didn't work? Variables and loops. At first, things got a bit tricky when we hit variables and loops. At first, they just didn't get it. Variables felt too abstract. Loops? Even more confusing. So, I switched things up. Instead of defining terms, I told stories. Imagine variables as labeled boxes holding your favorite snacks. Loops? Think of your favorite song on repeat until you tell it to stop. I even acted out code execution, making it a game instead of a lecture. And that's when the light bulb started turning on, the aha moment, a simple chatbot. By R7, we were building a chatbot. Suddenly, Python wasn't just theory, it was real. The chatbot could interact, recognize input, and respond. That's when it clicked. Point one student, who had been struggling earlier. They created a chatbot that asked, "What's your favorite color?" and responded with, "That's a bright choice." They weren't just learning, they were creating. And they loved it. What I learned: teaching is about adaptation. By the end of the 8th hour, these students weren't just staring at code, they were writing it, tweaking it, and understanding it. They weren't experts yet, but they had built something real. Teaching beginners, especially those with no tech background, showed me that the best lessons aren't just about what you teach, but how you make students feel, and that's the secret to making Python, or anything else, stick.